Next item on the agenda, John M. Vaughn, Edward R. Holdsworth, and Michael A. and Cheryl Johnson, 06-1354. Mr. Stagg.
Morning. As the Commissioner stated, this is an application from multiple applicants, John M. Vaughn Jr., Edward Holdsworth, and Michael and Cheryl Johnson. They are requesting what's currently now 5 foot, was originally 6 foot, and I'll explain the changes in that in a moment. By 100 foot fixed open pile pier to include a 6 foot by 53 foot floating L head, along with some finger piers to create 3 wet slips located in Jones Creek. This would be accessed through an easement of Mr. Vaughn's property, which is at the terminus of Doggett Lane in Carlton, which is in Olive County. This is the location of the approximate location of the project. Town of Smithfield here, Bench Church area here, Jones Creek goes downstream into the Pagan River, which is off the slide to the north. A little closer view. This is Mr. Vaughn's property, and the proposed pier would be approximately in this location. Again, this is going downstream out the creek and upstream. Again, this is Mr. Vaughn's property. Mr. Vaughn has an existing private pier on his property currently, and the proposed pier would be generally over in this location here. Generally, this reach of Jones Creek is residential in nature. As you can see, another residence here with a pier and boathouse. I don't believe there are any structures further up this way. There are some more structures downstream. I'll just leave that up for a minute. The proposed multi-use pier is located at the end of a private right-of-way and immediately offshore of a 10-foot wide easement through Mr. Vaughn's property. The waterway at this location is approximately 350 feet wide, and that's basically from here to here. This is a little small tributary that goes off to the right. We originally received the application in June of 2006 in the name of Mr. Vaughn. We subsequently wrote Mr. Vaughn with some questions related to the proposed location and dimensions of the pier, which were not clear, and also noted that he appeared to already have a pier on his property, and therefore this would be a second riparian pier. He did submit additional information in July, which clarified that really the application should be in the name of the three parties noted, the three families noted at the beginning of the presentation, and that there was an easement across his property that gave those two other property owners right to access Jones Creek. The project did go to the Wetlands Board because it was considered a community use type structure and did require Wetlands Board approval. In working with the county has some setback requirements from the property line for any kind of structure. Since this was only a 10-foot wide easement, basically the pier in the original drawing was shown offset from the property line. This is a road easement that comes into Mr. Vaughn's property. This is Mr. Vaughn's house. The other two parcels are along this road, not adjacent to the water. Again, this is the property line to the mean low water, wherever that might be. It's not really shown too well on this plat. As you can see, the pier was actually offset some from the property line, and it became apparent that the way it was offset, at least a portion of a 6 foot wide pier would be outside the actual easement where it terminates at the end of the land. So that presented a problem with the county and with us, in that now not only was this pier not in front of the easement, it was partially in front of the easement and partially in front of Mr. Vaughn's property proper. The compromise was to basically, and this is what was initially submitted, multiple slips. The applicants basically indicated that each one was requesting a slip, one for Mr. Vaughn, one for Mr. Holdsworth, and one for the Johnsons. And I'll explain why we're recommending not allow those slips in a moment. This is the cross-sectional view. This was the compromise reached through working with the county. It basically, to meet the setback requirement where this is attached to land, it would be 5 feet off the actual property line and only 5 feet wide. Therefore, it would stay within the easement where it terminated, where it begins at the landward end. And that's, of course, the 10-foot right-of-way or easement. This is a ground shot walking down from the upland to the site. It's kind of hard to see, but it's kind of hard to get in an angle where you can see this. But basically, you can see these two stakes. That's the alignment, and it would obviously come across this marsh and tie into the upland. Some portion of the length of the pier is across the marsh. And I'll leave that one up. You can turn the lights back on. We did get revised drawings, as I showed you, concerning the 5-foot offset, and the applicant continued to request the floating pier with the multiple slips. The L-head, as proposed, would extend into the riparian area of Mr. Vaughan's property. Well, the whole project's in his riparian area, but it would extend beyond the width of the easement. Staff, when reviewing community use pier structures, typically determines the number of private slips that the number of piers that could be accommodated along the shoreline of the entire parcel to determine how many slips would be appropriate. However, this parcel is not part of a multi-lot development, and the current owner already has his own private pier for his own personal use. Additionally, the easement agreement that is in the deeded in the deeds of the other two property owners only grants access to Jones Creek and does not specifically grant any additional rights or mention of construction of a pier within the riparian area of Mr. Vaughan. We have not received any objections related to the project, and as I mentioned, it was approved by the Olive White County Wetlands Board in October of 2006. Initially, the health department had recommended denial of the project pending approval of sanitary facilities. However, I did receive an email from Preston Smith with the health department yesterday indicating that the applicants had applied, and that while I don't have the paperwork yet and we could not issue the permit until we receive it, he has indicated that they don't have a problem, and they don't have a problem with us issuing the permit. So I believe they're going to be issued a variance based on the proposed usage. He did suggest some permit conditions, which I'll address in my recommendation. In summary and recommendation, while the nearby property owners do apparently indeed have some deeded access to Jones Creek through an easement, no additional rights appear to have been granted by the property owner himself related to the construction of a second pier within his riparian area, other than the fact that he's a co-applicant. Mr. Vaughan already has a private pier adjacent to his property along this same shoreline, as you can see in the photograph. Staff believes that the granting of a multi-user pier with multiple slips through a narrow upland easement at this location would set a dangerous precedent. In light of these concerns, staff is recommending approval, and that says 6, but it should say 5-foot wide by 100-foot open pile pier without finger piers or slips. This arrangement would allow water access for the nearby property owners who do have the easement right to the creek. This pier would also be self-regulating and allow two boats to be temporarily moored on either side of the pier while discouraging permanent moorings of more than two boats. Given the fact that Mr. Vaughan's current pier already exists, we see no reason for more than two berths to serve two non-riparian property owners. And again, as noted, once we receive the actual health department either permit or variance, we could issue the permit. Now, what Preston Smith did recommend in his email was that we condition this, and so I'm going to recommend a couple permit conditions be added in addition to our recommendation of no slips. I would propose a permit condition that this pier is only for the use of the applicants, a prohibition on any overnight stays on board boats, and that no transient usage be allowed at the pier. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Mr. Fox.
So what you're recommending is just a straight pier, no T-head or L-head whatsoever.
That's correct. Basically, just a straight-out pier without any of the
Without any of that floating
right.
stuff.
And I'm sorry.
It's probably out of our jurisdiction, but when it goes over the marsh, does the pier rise up?
I believe, as proposed, it meets the requirements for the height of the Army Corps.
Okay.
Mr. Schick?
Typically, these kind of easements, aren't they really for boat ramp type access, not
I've read the easement, and I believe there may be a copy in your packet. It really is just an easement of a right to get to Jones Creek, and it doesn't really mention what. The problem with this site specifically is putting a boat ramp here would be very problematic because it's a very extensive marsh here.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your recommendation, just to clarify, it says you contemplate no more than two berths, but you're not recommending the allowance or use of any mooring piles, correct?
In other words,
when you say berth, you just mean the boat can tie up.
Right. I mean, what we're hoping this would be used for is just loading a boat or the owner's coming home, go back to their house, maybe to use the bathroom or something, but not really permanently tie the boats up there.
Okay, and to follow up, is the revised drawing now on the Vaughn property, or partly on the Vaughn property and partly on the easement, or totally on the easement?
I think as a permit condition, I didn't mention that, we should request a revised drawing if the commission approves a straight line pier, because we have no drawing now depicting that. The only drawing we have is this one, and that's it. It's not cut off. That's all I got. That was the compromise of the 5 foot to meet the county requirement.
So it's in the easement?
It is within the easement as proposed here, yes.
Further questions? Philosophically, what's wrong with the slips? Why is staff recommending?
Well, I think
and I understand
the reason that we said this is problematic is, in this instance, you only have two additional property owners. But potentially down this lane, there are other properties. There could be other, I don't know of any, but there could be other deeds written to also access this. So, I mean, where do you draw the line? Is it 2? Is it 4? Is it 20? I mean, in theory, everybody lives down Doggett Lane could have a deeded easement, deeded right to go through this easement to reach Jones Creek. But I don't think we would de facto say that we were going to approve 20 slips.
No, but at this juncture, we have an application before us that are asking for 3. I understand thoroughly the reasoning and rationale of not having but 2, because Mr. Vaughn has 1. I'm just wondering what would be wrong with 2 slips.
Well,
and that would be
to the commission,
and that would be it. That's just my
the opinion. Other issue that I didn't mention that was in Preston Smith's email was, and I'll read this straight out of his email. This is a very dicey problem for the health department, because my inspectors will now be accessing, for surveillance purposes, private property, and where will we park? So the only way the health department could legally, you know, access this would be by boat, I guess, because this is a private, not only is this easement private, the road leading to these properties is a private road.
Absolutely. Health department's involvement in this specific project is predicated, or is their involvement is due to the fact that it's a community?
They consider this other places where boats are moored, which is de facto treated like a community use.
Because I know they don't have to have sanitary permits for NPN piers and things like that.
Right, and that's why, based on what the proposed use is here, and I assume the application they submitted to Preston, showing the location of the houses, the proximity. He's willing to issue a variance. I think it's going to be a variance, basically, to having a permit, because they could walk to their houses.
But the arrangement under which they've applied throws us into a whole different realm of what we normally deal with as far as...
That's correct.
Okay.
Well,
Mr. Fox.
I would guess one of the reasons we couldn't have actual slips is because of the width of that easement, 10 feet.
Well, Mr. Vaughn is an applicant, and it is his riparian area.
Yeah.
We have seen easements like this that specifically not only give a right to access, but in the easement it specifically says not only a right of access, but the construction and use of a pier.
I have one, quite honestly.
In that instance, that's a little stronger argument.
Yeah. When I bought my piece of property, like they do in a lot of places, they never deeded the marsh. They kept the marsh aside for trapping rights.
Mm-hmm.
So I owned only to the toe of the marsh and had to obtain an easement to go, 40 feet to then erect my pier boathouse. And, of course, it was all specified in the easement as to what the specific purpose was. So it does, I don't know if it happens around the state like it does in this area, but for many years, they just, when they went to subdivide the property, they held on to the marsh and didn't sell that with it as far as the frontal property was concerned. So. Thank you, Ben. Is the applicant here represented? Yes, sir. Good morning. Raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. You state your name and who you represent, please.
My name is John M. Vaughn, Jr., and I am the principal applicant for this pier. Mr. Staggs is correct. I do own a pier. Unfortunately, the first few years I lived there, we erected one. It was in a poor location. There is no water. That was my fault there. At low tide and a southwest wind, it is mud, so I cannot moor a boat there.
Are you going to remove that one if you build this one?
I'd rather not, only okay. because of what it would entail. Isabel helped take part of it away, but my neighbors all own boats, mm-hmm. and we would like to have a place to actually, I say weekend, not permanent, but the reason we wanted three slips, and I'm well aware that if you want to make it two slips, I have no problem with that. Chances are all three of us won't have a boat moored down there for a weekend all the time, all three of us, if it's one slip. But I think we need a place that we can actually moor the boat. And I did talk with Mr. Preston Smith yesterday because he had problems about us overnight boats or whatever and discharging waste, and none of that's going to be allowed. I mean, it's for the use of the three of us. So,
all right.
If you want a copy of that.
Sure.
Any questions from the commission?
But,
Mr. Fox.
But if we approve all the slips as you requested, you would not be willing to take up your existing pier that's non-functioning.
Well, my kids still use it to fish off of, but you can get, for 20 hours of the day, you can get to that pier, but there's 4 hours you can't, so I'm not going to leave a nice boat there to wallow in the mud. But my kids still, it's right directly off our back of our house, and my kids use it.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that we had that deeded right away, Mr. Staggs is correct. It only says it gives them access to the water. I wish he had put in there for the construction of a pier, but we didn't know that at the time.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Vaughn. Is anyone else here in support of the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Matters before the commission for discussion and action.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
I have a question to counsel. I'd just like to know if, Carl, if you have any comment on the easement issue as it relates to the limitations staff has proposed.
I've worked with staff on a couple of occasions recently concerning easements through waterfront property, upland property, dealing with something at the shoreline, whether it be some access for recreational for viewing or for constructing a pier or constructing a boat slip or something like that. And usually, in a few cases I've read, the courts will take a look at an easement like this, which doesn't specify the purpose beyond getting up to the water and not allow, not assume that it entails the construction of a pier or a boat slip. It's just simply access to the water. Now, what is your specific question?
Well, I guess does it provide for a riparian right or a right to wharf out?
there's no riparian right here. I read this as not granting a riparian right and a permit being necessary.
Okay.
Further questions? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Schick.
Yeah, I move to approve this based on staff's recommendation.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Schick, second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion?
Yep. So we approve in a straight fee as the intention of the motion.
Right. Yes, sir.
And that is with pursuant to all of his additional requirements, and one being drawings.
Okay. Thank you. Drawings. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is Rodney Ellis, 07-1012. Mr. McGinnis. Morning, Ben.
Morning, sir. Kathy.